and it leaked on a board, and this board came back into the house and dumped all that water all on the ceiling and run wet all that ceiling. Wherever that ceiling was wet, that's where those termites worked on. And we had to fix that. We put about 30 new blocks in there last Saturday. Two weeks ago we did some and finished it last Saturday. And that's my son-in-law. He's one of those that's slow, but he does it right. I didn't touch it, he did it all. It took him 2 Saturdays to do that. He lives down here, this side of New Orleans in La Place.
Yep.
But I had a unique experience with him one time. When he first came here, he came from Ohio, that's his home state. When I first got married, he and my daughter, he worked around here with me for a good while. He was in the army. After he got out of the service, he worked with me a good while. And I had one job after the other, and he did the best he could with everything I put him to. But he was slaves or something like Lenny. But he would tell you today that he don't see how he ever lived. He said he didn't know a darn thing in this world until he'd come work with me a while and said, I showed him so much. I just made him feel like that he was useless, just useless to the world. Because I always did everything the other way. I didn't do it so well, but I did plenty of it.
Yeah. Well, a piece of furniture, you know, that you would put your clothes in,
yeah,
had drawers in it, and have a top on it maybe where you could set things. That'd be a what?
My what?
Did you have a piece of furniture that would have drawers in it?
Yeah, there are plenty of those.
What's that?
They call it now a chiffarobe, I believe. The main thing with front of drawers in it.
Yeah.
I got one in there, and my daughter was here 2 weeks ago, and I had a dresser in that room in there over there, and there were no women here, and I never had no use for it. She asked me to give it to her, and I said, take it. They was in the big station wagon. So they put that just 2 weeks ago in the station wagon and took it away from me. That's reading this out of that room now.
Yeah.
But I had furniture in those two rooms, well, furniture. And they took the cot out of that room just last Saturday and put it in that other room.
Mm-hmm.
See, my two daughters and two other people, they're working here cleaning this all up last Saturday. Washing these window panes and walls and stove and everything. It looks a little better, but it looked almost that good before they started. I wasn't the worst housekeeper in the world.
Yeah. Was there what did you call outdoor toilets?
Outdoor what?
Toilets.
We call them a PWA. The PWA, you know, the old Public Works Administration.
Uh-huh.
They had people going around building those PWAs all over the country, yeah.
Really?
The government was building them for nothing. Because they was making them fireproof, which was very, very necessary. This place used to be eat up with running away with flies until they got rid of all those little outdoor toilets. That was generating those flies. I built one myself. The government didn't build for me. But my next door neighbor used to live over there. When I built